My neighbor across the street painted his curb yellow.
Yeah. And why?
Well, on our street, you can only park on one side because the street's too narrow.
Okay.
And when, like, holidays, birthdays, and stuff, neighbors have friends over, so they have to park somewhere.
Oh, and it's on his side of the street.
Yeah, and sometimes they get in front of a sidewalk, and it really ticks them off. So, and before he did this, it was his car and I think his wife or his girlfriend's car. They would park just so you couldn't park next to the sidewalk. They would, like, move their cars really close.
At all times, or just when they knew someone was having a function?
Just when they knew someone was having a function.
Well, because, how would they know that?
Well, you know, you kind of tell after a while living there when people come over. It's usually around the holidays.
Okay.
Because usually they park in the garage. And so one day, my mom was in the kitchen, and she looked out the window, and she saw him painting his curb in front of his sidewalk yellow. And she's like, what the heck? So she called up the city to see, you know, if that was legal, just because she was curious. And she was like, yeah, can you paint the curb in front of your sidewalk yellow? And they're like, no, that's illegal. The curb belongs to the city.
And now, how does it block the sidewalk? I don't understand. The sidewalk runs parallel to the curb, right?
Well, no, it like goes down to the street.
Okay, so like the exit path from the sidewalk gets blocked?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just like, come on. Oh, and one time my brother-in-law kind of parked there, and he left him a really nasty note on his windshield about not parking in front of his sidewalk. Well, there's nowhere else to park.
Are you using your sidewalk that much? I really don't understand. Is it that big of an inconvenience having that sidewalk blocked, you think?
Well, I mean, it's a little rude to park in front of someone's sidewalk, but, I mean, if there's nowhere else to park, where are you going to park at?
I still don't understand the setup of this deal. That it's just whoever's walking. It's a public sidewalk, right?
Well,
or is it his personal sidewalk?
It's the sidewalk to his house.
Oh. So it's just a path leading up to his house from the curb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a bit odd. Does he have to get to his mailbox or something on the other side of the street or anything?
No, the mailbox is right by his door.
So he really doesn't have any reason to do that?
No. Not at all.
Wow. I'm proud of this guy. I like that. Gutsy.
Yeah, my sisters and I have a nickname for him, too.
Yellow sidewalk guy?
No. Sun your buns guy?
Sun your buns?
Yeah.
Does he lay out nude a lot or something?
No, he, like, when he first moved in, he was wearing a shirt that said sun your buns on it, so we call him that.
He wore a shirt once, and now he's permanently nicknamed sun your buns?
Yeah.
What was the shirt trying to encourage? Was it nude tanning? Or?
I think so.
This guy's my new hero.
Really?
That's pretty cool. Oh, there's more annoying things your neighbors can do than that, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's not really annoying as it is, what the hell is wrong with you?
Just a little extreme. He got the same kind of yellow that they use for, you know, real you can't park here.
Right, fire lanes.
Yeah.
Well, what if the fire department needs to put out a fire at his house? That would be a good place for a fire lane, right?
No, there's no hydrant nearby right there.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Okay. This is that's a bit out there. It is. I think it's a good time to just go ahead and start talking about freak neighbor stories.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Mine aren't too bad. Now, the only thing I really point out that any of my neighbors do consistently is I have a neighbor who's really kind of quiet and reserved, you know, when you talk to her. But then she'll just be like screaming into her hands-free headset. Yeah, you can like walk by the door of her apartment, you know, not put your ear up to it or anything, and you can just hear her across the hall. I've heard her in my apartment before talking on the phone.